I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The Burt Show.
So y'all have seen that show, What Would You Do?, where you get put in situations and you have to decide how you're going to act?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have a version of What Would You Do? Father-Husband Edition.
Sometimes it's fun to be stupid.
Everybody gets stupid, stupid. Everybody gets stupid, stupid.
Yo, you don't even know what stupid is. It's about to get all stupid up in here.
All right, I'm going to give you guys a scenario.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm going to give you three options. And you have to tell me which option you would choose. Your daughter's birthday party is today.
Aw.
You have guests arriving at 1 p.m. Do you, one, help your wife get ready for the party and pick up the cups that she requested? Do you, two, just watch the college football games? Or do you, three, go to the gym for 2 hours?
Which games are on?
Well, it's college game day. And all of them.
All of them.
Literally everybody's playing.
Well, I mean, it don't take that long to get the cup she requested, right?
Mm-hmm.
Could do that at halftime.
Yeah. Right? You can't do both.
You're not going to do that.
That's not an option.
Let's be real.
Two.
I'm actually, the honesty is refreshing. It's like a spring rain in here. It's so refreshing.
I am picking up the cups before I go to the gym and giving myself plenty of time.
option one and a half, apparently.
Yeah.
So I'm going to answer as a man. I'm not going to make the decision that I would make, the smart decision. Instead, I'm going to make the decision that I was forced into this weekend, because while we were all recovering from our family trauma this weekend, heaven forbid we go to a nice cocktail bar in a new city and check out the waterfront downtown. No, I was held hostage in a Buffalo Wild Wings in Pensacola, Florida because UGA Alabama was on. And heaven forbid we don't stream the thing on our phone. We're at a place everybody wants to go to. No, we're going to a mid-tier sports bar in a small town, so I'm going to.
You were in the wrong on that whole thing, by the way.
So, yeah, my friend's husband asked her. He asked, at least he asked. He goes, can I go to the gym? And she's like, okay, the party starts at 1. Yeah, you can go to the gym. Not expecting him to go to the gym for 2 hours and then forget to pick up the cups on the way home.
Oh, yeah, nah. That's a violation.
All right. Your wife was up all night with the bubble guts.
Oh.
Do you, one, take care of the kid all day so she can rest?
No.
Do you, two, watch NFL games all day and check on your fantasy football team? Or do you, three, work in the yard?
So I'm assuming it's a Sunday.
It is a Sunday.
Cowboys playing?
It was yesterday. Did the Cowboys play yesterday?
No, actually. We played on Thursday.
Oh, okay.
And they didn't lose?
No, we won.
Even though they had a bye this week?
No.
They played Thursday.
They played Thursday.
Oh, they played Thursday. Yeah. It's not Sunday. Okay.
Right. I mean, what can I really do for her, right?
You really need rest.
Yeah. Like, you know, I would check on her in between the games.
You have a kid.
Mm-hmm.
Kids watch the game too if you trained it right.
Yeah. My kid would be a Cowboys fan.
Okay.
Me and the kid are doing number two.
Okay.
There it is.
You guys are something else.
Again, I'm answering as not as Abby, but as Abraham.
And yes.
Knowing what my dad would do, he mm-hmm. would think. He would choose option C because it's a way to be productive. Be like, well, even if the kids are sick, the yard shouldn't be sick as well. Mm. So I'm going to go outside. I'm going to make sure our yard looks good. So when they feel good, they can go out in the yard. So
that's, C. That's your Abraham voice?
That's my Abraham voice. That's my father Abraham voice.
I'm not working in the yard. That one's off the table.
You're too soft these days.
The other options? I guess I'll hang with the kid.
Oh, that's a good idea.
I guess I'll give her a rest. Uh-huh.
This did happen yesterday. I had the bubble guts all Saturday night. Night, and my doting, loving husband took care of the child all day so aww. I could rest in bed. It was glorious.
That's beautiful.
He even okay. brought me food.
Dang, all right.
Whatever I could eat. All right, last one. Your mother
mm-hmm.
has a birthday coming up. Do you do nothing because you assume your wife will get the gift and the card, and she will. Do you buy the gift and card yourself? Or do you ask your wife to get something for your mom?
I would do number two, for sure. I would buy the gift and the card myself for my mom.
Mm-hmm. I'm asking my wife to do it. Abraham's a little lazy.
My mom's got dementia. I can move her birthday. Depends what's going on the weekend.
This has been a hot debate on social media, and women are tired of that mental, emotional load of having to take care of their husband's family, so it's time you step up and start buying the gifts for your own family.
Yeah, I don't want to be a mom, but being a father sounds amazing.
Right? I see it, Abraham. I see it in your future.
The Burt Show.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Game night's fun until someone spends 5 minutes lining up one shot. Chalk, breathe, re-chalk, still aiming. While they figure it out, I fire up Chumba Casino. I can spin anywhere, anytime, and there's always a new social casino game every week. Spins happen way faster than that shot. Play now at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.